Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God, praise God. We give God praise and we give God glory for who He is. He is just awesome, and we thank God for another Monday night. I am your host, Apostle Van Zandt, and we're just giving God praise once again. Welcome to the Cutting Edge Controversial Radio Talk Show. Oh, we praise God. You know, God is just good all by Himself. It doesn't matter what the enemy attempt to do. God is still good in the midst of it all. And God always takes things where the enemy meant for evil to turn it around for our good. So I praise God for that all by itself, because He's God like that, and that's how God does it for His people. Tonight we're talking about outside spiritual influence causes inside trouble. Outside spiritual influence causes inside trouble. My goodness, I tell you, this is going to be a hot topic tonight. It is a hot topic, and I desire your prayers on tonight as I go forth in bringing this teaching. I desire your prayers. The enemy, don't want to give the enemy any glory at all, but I got a slight little text, a verbal attack on today concerning my car. I don't even really want to go into it on the air. I don't want to put anything on in the atmosphere, but God is going to bless me to find the right person to take care of my car. It was just crazy today. I will say this little bit. The enemy was upset through this man that I didn't have enough money to do what needed to be done, what he was asking me for. And so it really ended up to be a different problem with the car. I thought it was one thing, and it ended up being something else, and he said that he had to charge more money. Well, I didn't have the more money because I brought the money that he asked me for. Well, what he told me that it was going to be. So he got very upset and just started slamming my stuff all over the place. But, you know, I drove off. I was a little upset, and I began to bind that spirit in that man, and I just bind that spirit in the name of Jesus. And I began to pray that they put everything back right on my car so I wouldn't have an accident. And as I drove off, I began to ask the Lord, what is this? I said, Lord, what kind of spirit rose up in this man? I said, this was just, you don't treat your customers that way. And the Lord just spoke to me. He said that was a spirit of influence. And he said that spirit was a spirit of retaliation coming toward at you. And I was trying to figure out, you know, God. But, you know, I praise God because God is good, and He has it all under control. God has everything under control. What the enemy meant for evil, God will turn it around for my good. It's already done. It is already fixed and it's already worked out. And so I declare and decree that now in Jesus' name. I am going to go in a word of prayer, and so we can get started with this broadcast on tonight. Father, we just thank you for bringing us together. We thank you for your awesomeness. We thank you for who you are. We thank you for your greatness, because you are awesome and great. Father, I bind up every spirit of backlash and retaliation. I bind up every spirit of sabotage in the name of Jesus. Father, I declare and decree that no weapon formed against me, it shall not prosper. It shall not take, in Jesus' name. And so, Father, I give you glory for what you're going to do on this broadcast. Thank you for releasing understanding to the ears of the listeners as they open their ear gate, spiritual ear gate. Give them understanding and clarity and insight in Jesus' name. And I plead the blood of Jesus in Jesus' name. We give you all the praise and we give you all the glory, but we can do nothing without you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, praise God. Once again, welcome to The Cutting Edge. This is a controversial radio talk show, and tonight our topic is outside spiritual influence causes inside trouble. Now, this is a lengthy topic, but however, I'm going to give you a portion on tonight because this can go into so many directions, but I want to try to keep it in one area on tonight. First, I want you to get some paper and pencil. I always tell my listeners when you're calling in to get you some paper, get you some pencil so you can jot down some things. If you have one of those good memories where you can just remember everything, bless you, bless you, bless you. That's a good thing if you can remember everything. So that's a good thing right there. So I want you to jot down. We're going to give you the example of what influence is. First, I'm going to give you what that means first. Let me give you the definition of influence, okay? Then I'm going to give you the scripture that we're going to just use just to lay a foundation as far as scripture is concerned. The meaning of influence, this is the meaning of influence. It says influence is the power or capacity to produce a desired result, to impact, or to cause some change to take place. Influence focuses on hearts and changes people from within. See, now I'm a word person. I key in on specific words, certain words, because words have power. And before this broadcast is over, I'm going to enlighten you more on how powerful your words are, how our words are, okay? Influence also means it sways their thoughts, their perception, and their values, changes the soul of their heart. As a result, influence also has the power to change behavior. Oh, goodness, I want you to write that down if you can. I'm going to read it one more time, just real quickly. Influence focuses on hearts and changes people from within. That's a key word to me. Changes people from within. It sways their thoughts, their perception, and their values. Changes the soul of their hearts. That's pretty powerful, people. That's pretty powerful. As a result, influence also has the power to change behavior. Ooh, that's powerful. Right now I'm thinking about the spirit of Jezebel, who was she had strong, evil influence of deception. She had that influential evil power to change minds and hearts, to turn them away from God to serve her. That's a spirit of Jezebel. That's a spirit of influence. That's her. She has that spirit of control, because that's what this sounds like. It sounds like that influence has the ability to control. It has the ability to control. Now, watch this. I'm going to tell you in a little while what are some of the outside influences. I'm going to tell you some of them because it's such a long list of what is outside influence, because it's such a lengthy, it is so much. Every person is influenced by a spirit, okay? Hold on to your seatbelt. Every person is influenced by a spirit. You are influenced by a spirit. I am influenced by a spirit. The question is, what spirit do we allow ourselves to be influenced by? We all have influence. We all have influence. But the question is, who are you being influenced by? That's really good. I'm going to have to teach this in my workshop next year, the school ministry next year. This is good. Our evil thoughts and desires do not originate in ourselves. They originate from hell. Now, just flow with me. Just flow, because this is pretty deep. This is pretty deep. And I've written all this stuff down. I was studying this writing. And they originate from hell and flow into us from outside. So now I can hear somebody say, I don't have any thoughts or anything that flows into me from hell. I'm a Christian. I'm saved. Hold on to your seatbelt. I'm gonna show you the difference there. I'm going to show you that it does. As outside influence, they do not condemn us. They condemn us only when we welcome them and make them our own. Let me stop right there. Influence. Now, we can't be condemned by influence. It doesn't condemn us. But we only are condemned when we welcome the influence, that evil influence, that outside influence. We're only condemned by when we make it our own. In other words, when we embrace it. In other words, when we accept it and we take it on. That's when outside influence takes on our personality and we become condemned. Now, let me explain it further. Occasionally, a horrible, evil thought. Have you ever had an evil thought just to drop in your mind and it springs into your mind from nowhere? It just appears out of nowhere, this ungodly thought, this evil thought just springs into your mind just out of nowhere, and you're trying to figure out where in the name of God did this evil thought or this dirty thought or this ungodly thought come from. You know you're saved. You know you love God. You're trying to think on these good things. You're thinking on things that are good and pure and true and of good report. And all of a sudden, this evil thought shows up. All of a sudden, this dirty thought shows up in your mind. It just drops in your mind from anywhere. Those are outside evil influence. Those are spirits that influence your mind with a evil thought. It just drops. That's where that comes from. It comes from the evil spiritual influence from outside to try to come in within us to contaminate our thought process. And at such time, we know that this thought did not come from anywhere. You know the thought didn't come from you because you weren't thinking about that, but it just springed up. It comes from outside evil influence. That's where it comes from. Outside evil influence. This is going to get real deep, so I encourage you to hang on and just take notes. And I'm going to open up the line and see, you know, if anyone wants to add or God has given them anything. You don't have to say anything. Just pray for me. If you don't want to make a response, that's okay. Thank God that you're calling in. Now, someone may want to know, what are outside spiritual influence? Okay. One, I'm going to give you 10 tonight, but there are many more than 10. I'm going to give you 10 tonight. False doctrine, that's an outside spiritual influence. It's a false doctrine. It's a spirit of influence that teaches a wrong doctrine. It's a spirit of influence that influences people to think wrong, to cause people to think outside of the gospel, to trick their mind or change their thought or their belief, not to believe in the gospel, but to believe a false doctrine. So it's a spirit, a false doctrine. That's a spirit of influence. It has a spirit of influence that carries with it. And it will cause false doctrine to be taught, to influence the mind of people, to deceive them to think in anything else other than Jesus Christ. Okay? We're going to go back to that just a little while. Number two is the spiritual warfare. It's an influence. It's a spirit of influence, outside evil spiritual influence. Perversion. I'm just going to give you them a rundown and give you the names because there's so many. Spirit of perversion. Oh, wow, perversion. I mean, can I just park right there for about 5 minutes? The spirit of perversion. We know that the spirit of perversion has influence many upon many to make them think that they were born, to make a man think that he was not born that way, that he should be a woman, or to make a woman think that she was not born to be a woman, but that she should be a man. And then it influences them to have sex change, you know, become a transsexual. It's a spirit of influence. It's a spirit of influence. So that's a spirit of perversion. It's a spirit of influence, but it comes from the outside. It comes from the outside. It doesn't come from within us. It comes from the outside to influence us on the inside. Now, where the seed takes root at is when we accept it, when we receive it, when we embrace it, when we come in agreement with it. Then we give it the power to take root and resident within us. And then that spirit of influence, that outside influence, begin to change who we are from the inside out. Okay. The spirit of discord, the spirit of confusion, the spirit of strife, the spirit of divorce. I want to park right there with divorce. Okay, you know we have so many divorces in the body of Christ. We're not talking about what's going on outside of the world, but what's going on in the body of Christ. We have so many divorces. It was a research, someone that did a research and said that there are more divorces inside of the house of God in the church than it is in the world. Now, that's pretty sad. That's very, very sad. So what is happening? The spirit of influence of divorce is now influencing. That's an evil spirit. It's an ungodly spirit. It's influencing the minds of the people. It's coming from the outside on the inside. And it's influencing those to get a divorce. It's influencing them. Why? Now, remember what we said influence meant. Let me go back because I want you to see the big picture here. Influence, I got to go back to the definition. It changes. It changes. It says it changes the soul of the heart. It sways their thoughts, their perception, and their values. So the spirit of divorce, that's a spirit of influence. It has influence to power. Perversion has influential power. False doctrine has influential power. So it sways the thoughts and the perception and the people's values, and it changes the soul of their heart. As a result, influence also has the power to change behavior. Look at how powerful this spirit is. So when you see people changing their mindset from believing God, they believe God, they was raised up on believing God, you know, they know about holiness and righteousness, but all of a sudden they come in with this crazy doctrine and believing this and believing, well, I don't believe in God anymore, or I believe I should be a man, or I believe I should be a woman, then you know that that's a spirit of influence that has influenced that individual to change their thoughts, to change their perception on how they see. And when your perception has changed, it changed how you understand their values, their soul. It changes all of that. It affects, so the spirit of influence affects many areas within us. Oh God, this is so good. Okay, the spirit of deception. We see the spirit of deception in our land. It is so heavy. It is a dark, evil spirit of deception sweeping across the land. Many are being deceived. This evil spirit of deception, of influence, is changing perceptions, changing thoughts, changing their hearts, changing their behavior, changing how they should do things, changing their mindset. It's a spirit of influence. It's an evil spirit coming from the outside. It is an evil thought and desire, and it do not originate within ourselves. Remember, it doesn't come within ourselves. It has to come from the outside. All of these evil, influential spirits comes from hell. They're sent from hell. They're sent from hell. This is so good. Okay, ungodly company corrupts good manners. I have to park once again. I have to park right here. I have to park right here. Let me just kind of dig in this just a little bit. This is why it is so important when a person becomes a Christian and they give their life to God and all this, you know, they tell you, okay, different people, be around other Christians have the same mind, the same walk, the same talk. When a child of God stay in the midst of ungodly company who has a different language, they speak a different language, they have a different pattern, their life is different. They are, I'm trying to see how I should put this. When you're around ungodly company, that's an ungodly influential presence because they're full of ungodly influence. So their minds are sin. They want to drink. They want to cuss. They want to smoke. They want to go out with women. They want to be with women. They want to be with men. Whatever the case, whatever we did when we were in sin, that's what they want to do. So a child of God should not dwell in the midst of ungodly influence. They should not dwell in the midst of ungodly influence. One or two of the things are going to happen. Either that child of God is going to change their perception, their perspective, change their heart towards God, or either that ungodly influential company that you're in the midst of, they're going to change you. And nine times out of ten, if that child of God is not stronger than the group of people that they hang around, that's an ungodly company, then that they're going to win you. They're going to win that saved person. They're going to influence that saved person. Oh, come on back out here. You know that ain't going to last. You know that's just temporary. You know you like going out to partying and drinking and having women. And you know you like to do that. See, they're influencing that person's mind. So it's an outside influence. It's outside influence trying to influence that person on the inside. Now, this is just one aspect of spiritual influence, outside spiritual influence. This is just one aspect because this can go so many different ways, but I wanted to bring it on this level right here. Okay, the next question, we have fear. Oh, my God, we have that's one of the strongest ones, fear. The spirit of fear has influenced our world. Influence is influencing the mind of God's people to believe that God is not going to show up, God is not going to take care of us, God is not going to make a way. It's influenced God's people to fear because of what they see. Okay? The spirit of fear is an influential spirit, and it is changing the perception of God's people. Of their thoughts, how they see, how they understand, their fear, what's going on, because they're focusing on what the government is doing. They're looking around, so that the spirit of fear is influencing them to fear what is going on. God is not going to show up. God is not going to make a way. God is not going to take care of us. No, we have to know that regardless of what is going on, we have to remain our stand in God. We have to take a stand and remain our stand. We have to stand there for anyhow. After we've done all, after we've done everything, after we fast, after we prayed, after we quoted the scripture, after we declared and decreed, after we did everything, after we give God glory, after we give God praise, we have to stand firm. Standing on the word, standing in faith, knowing that God is a God that cannot change, knowing that God is a God that cannot lie, know that God is coming, knowing that God has it worked out, we have to stand, and we cannot allow outside influential spirits to change us from the inside. We cannot allow fear to influence to the point to where we stop believing God, till we give up and we walk off. We cannot allow that spirit to do that. You have the spirit of anxiety. That's an influential spirit. It's a list, I tell you, a list. Okay, the next question one may ask, how do we open doors for their entrance into our lives? How do we open doors for their interest into our lives? Ooh, that's a good one. That's a good one. Oh, this is deep. We can leave open doors within our soul to allow the bid to allow outside spiritual influence to come in. We can leave open spaces, if you will, or open areas in our life that is an open door and that can allow the spirit of influence to enter into our lives. This is good, God. Many in the body of Christ, I don't want to talk about who's on the outside in the world. I'm talking about those in the body of Christ. Many in the body of Christ are being under the spirit of influence. They're living under the spirit of influence. They're acting out under the spirit of influence. Have you ever seen when you see a child of God and all of a sudden their mannerism change or their mind change and they showing up looking this way or saying this or it's just something about them have changed and you're trying to figure out what in the world is wrong with them? They're under the spirit of influence, outside influence. You ever seen marriages where all of a sudden there is no peace? The husband and wife cannot get along. They're arguing. They cannot come into agreement. You know, they're not on the same page. It's the spirit of influence, of division, of confusion. We look at it all the time, but when we don't have the name for it, we don't understand what is going on, then we walk away from stuff that we don't understand, rather seeking out what is this. What is this that I'm seeing? Why is this? So the spirit of confusion, we see that now in our candidacy. Well, we see that now. We see the spirit of confusion. We see the spirit of strife. We see the spirit of deception. We see, and this is influential spirit. Influential spirit. Okay, how do we open doors for their entrance into our lives? Into our relationship, into our ministries, into our business. How do we open doors? By leaving open doors of unforgiveness. That's one. That's one. It's many more. But one door is by leaving open doors of unforgiveness within us. And if that door of unforgiveness is open in us, if that space is open, we cannot leave spaces open within our soul, within us. We can't leave open loopholes, if you will. We can't leave open a paths. We can't leave paths and cracks in our soul, in our lives. We can't leave the door cracked. We can't leave the back door cracked. We can't leave the window open. We can't leave these areas open in our lives. Because if we do, we're giving the enemy authority, or we're giving the enemy a way to sneak in, if you will. We're giving him that interest. We're giving him that leadway. When he sees an open area in our lives, when he sees unforgiveness, oh, he loves that. Oh, he's leaping for joy. He said, oh, they have unforgiveness, and that's an open door for us to come in. So the spirit of influence comes in. The spirit of influence, the outside evil influence comes in to attach itself to that spirit of unforgiveness. Then what happens is it brings bitterness. You have to see the picture. It brings bitterness. It brings hatred in. It brings all of these things in. It's because we've been influenced by these spirits. Another open door is jealousy and hatred. Oh, God, do you see this? Jealousy and hatred is another door that we leave open within our soul. Now, the reason why I say soul, I don't say spirit, because if you are a born-again Christian, a born again, and I don't like to use the word Christian too much now because Christian is used too loosely for me. So I'm going to say, because everybody says they're Christian, so I'm going to use a different term. I'm going to say a born again child of God, because everybody's not a child of God. You know, it's just everybody's just not a child of God. So you have a born again child of God, and you have that born again spirit. You have the, you've been born again. You don't have that sinful nature. You have the Christ in you. You're born again. Then the, you have the Spirit of God in you. You have the Spirit of God in you. So your spirit man is, has been born again. Therefore, your spirit man is whole. Your spirit man is not weak. Your spirit man is not flawed. Your spirit man is not broken. Your spirit man is not undelivered, but your spirit man is whole, is complete, is sound. Your spirit man doesn't hold jealousy. Your spirit man doesn't hold unforgiveness. Your spirit man doesn't hold just because it's born again. You have the born again Christ in you. So Christ, Jesus, doesn't know how to do all of that. He doesn't know how to hold unforgiveness and hatred and evil. So your spirit man is complete. Okay? Your spirit man is complete. So when I hear people say, my spirit is broken, my spirit is wounded, no, your spirit man is not broken, because his, the spirit, the man of the Spirit of God is not broken. It's not wounded. It's your soul that is wounded. It is your soul that is broken. It is your soul that needs to be delivered. Our soul is still in a place of deliverance, and it needs to be delivered. Okay, that's another whole subject. But I want to explain that, why I never say spirit, because I'm, you know, we're born again. At least I'm assuming that I'm talking to everyone that's born again. Now, if you're a person that's not born again and you still have that same sinful nature, then we can say that your spirit man holds unforgiveness. Your spirit man has jealousy and hatred and bitterness and offense in it. But when you're born again, your spirit is not the spirit of man. It's not that spirit in you that has that problem. It's the soulish area. Okay, open doors of pride. These are things that we can leave open within ourselves to allow outside spiritual influence, unclean spirits, evil, to come in within us, to contaminate us, to influence our thoughts, to influence how we see, to influence how we understand, to influence our heart. Open doors of pornography. I'm going to have to park right here. Open doors of pornography. I was doing a study. Anytime I write a book, I always do a research. If I'm talking about a specific subject, I always do a study on it, so at least I would have some knowledge of what I'm speaking of. I always do that. So now, in this book I was studying, I was writing a book on disease issues of soul. I have this book, and disease issues of soul, I had something in there about deliverance. So I had to do a research and a study on perversion, homosexuality, and things like that. So perversion out of pornography opens the door to many areas. Pornography opens the door. And in my study, I was shocked to find out that many Christian men who are married watch pornography. I was shocked. Men of God, not men in the world, men in the world, unsaved men, you're not shocked. But I was shocked to see the number. This is what I was in my study time and when I was researching. I was shocked. I was surprised to find out, not condemning anything, but I was just shocked. I was surprised to find out how many married men of God, pastors, were watching pornography. And I was dumbfounded. I was like, dear God. In my mind, I was thinking, I said, Lord, these men of God are standing in the pulpit before your people preaching with a perverted spirit. With a perverted spirit. And so I said, dear God, help them. This spirit of pornography is an influential spirit. And it's so many spirits attached to pornography. I don't have the list in front. It's so many. So many spirits are attached to pornography. Perversion comes with this pornography spirit, because when you're watching pornography, you're watching all kinds of perverted sexual acts. All kinds of sexual acts. They've added sexting, S-E-X-T-I-N-G. They said that is a influential now, because that's the new thing I hear. Now, of course, I've never done it, and nobody sent me anything with no crazy stuff, because, oh, God, I've been pleading the blood all over it. But I've heard that this is a new thing now that they're doing. Adult magazines, I'm showing you what outside evil influential spirits are doing, and if you leave these doors open, if you leave this door open in you, you open the door to the spirit of perversion to come in. There are those that's watching adult magazines, sexting, pornography, all of these things, and we leave these doors open. So we don't want to leave any doors open. You know, I encourage you, and I encourage you to check your soul to make sure that there is no open doors. We cannot leave, as a child of God, a born-again child of God, we cannot leave these doors open, because the evil spirit, outside spiritual influence, evil spiritual influence. Now, let me say this to you. Now, influence can go both ways. Influence could be a good thing, and then influence can be a bad thing. You can have influence over people in a good way, and then you can have influence over people in a bad way. But we're talking about the evil part on tonight, because there's a flip side to this that's a good thing. But tonight we want to talk about the evil influence, why chaos takes place in our home, in your home, why divorces take place, and sometimes you're trying to figure out what happened, why you see what's going on in the schools, in our schools. That's a spirit of influence. What kind of influence? We need to know, okay, what kind of spirit? What kind of spirit is that influence? I'm going to go as far as to say this, that evil influence not only has a spirit of control attached to it or connected to it, it also has a spirit of witchcraft connected to it. It has a spirit of, because as I was reading the definition and the nature of the spirit of influence, I notice how when it controls your thoughts, it controls your desires, and when it changes your perception and your value, and when it changes the soul of your heart, and it influences and has power to change your behavior, that sounds like it also is connected to the spirit of witchcraft and control and domination, and so many other things. I want to pause right here just for a second, and I want to just maybe open the lines. I know Prophet Battle said that he was coming on. I don't know if he made it on. I'm just going to open the lines just to see who just want to add some input in here or ask a question. We have 51 more minutes on the air. So now I'm just going to call the last four numbers out to see. 1574, do you have anything you would like to say?
Oh, is that the last numbers of our phone number?
Yeah, 1574. I'm just calling the last number, not calling your number, because I just want to see if you have anything to say.
Yes, I am. And it is a very influence. And the influence is every time you open your computer, it's there. So we just have to be aware of, you know, not being sucked in, you know, into these different apps and everything that they have, because it's out there. And some people get hooked on it, no intention. They, you know, they may be looking for a bra or looking for something, and that they get online. And there it is. It just keeps opening more and more. And if you're not spiritually grounded, and it can pull you in.
So what is it that you're saying that's a spirit of influence? Give me, what are you saying on the media that's a spirit of influence? I missed something you said.
Influence, like mainly people are more on their computers now than more than people still watch TV, but mainly if you look around, everybody's head is down looking at their phone and or iPad or whatever, and it's like a personal thing. Nobody else is in that zone when you're looking down at your phone.
You
are like, you can do a lot of secret things that people don't know, you know. So that influence, like you say, it's a lot of pastors that, or people that are in leadership that are doing that.
Yeah.
And,
so
you know,
in other words, go ahead.
Yeah, so it's so more like personalized gratification, watching these things and thinking that no one else knows
You're talking about the pornography. So what, in other words, I'm going to put a word to what you're saying. I'm going to put more identification to it. So you say on the computer, in other words, you mean the media is an influential spirit?
Yes.
Yeah, because you can just turn your computer on, and that's not an by just looking at the computer, I wouldn't call that influential, but I would say the media can influence you. The media is carries a spirit of influence to it, because so many different things, as you say, is on the media. When we on the internet is the media. When you turn your internet on, there you have the media of so many things. You have the YouTube, you have this picture, you have that video, you have so many people saying this. So you can be influenced by the media, and we know that the media carries a lot of unclean things. There's some good things out there that you can look at on it, but it's almost like being hypnotized, influenced by it. So you're hypnotized for some, like you say, when they're holding their head down and looking at the iPads and different things, and it's like they're in their own personal world. Yes, they're being influenced by whatever it is that has drawn their attention to it. So I would call that media, a media influence thing there. So, yes, that's a good point. You brought out a good point there. Thank you for sharing. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone else? We have anyone else would like to share? You all are on the air, and you're on the air. Anyone else would like to share? You're on the air. Anyone else would like to share? You're on the air. Okay. I'm going to put you all back on. Yes. I'm hearing someone. Anyone would like to say something?
Yes. This is 1577. I have a comment, and it's in regard to, you know, what you've been speaking about the evil influences, and that's just one of the mountains that we as born-again believers have to, it's necessary for us to overcome, because the Word of God in John 10:10 says the devil comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Even as born-again believers, it's up to us to guard our minds and our hearts, and it's not just, I think the previous caller for, you know, stating about the internet, but it can be so simple, so innocent as even watching television with a commercial, because I, as an adult, have sat up and was watching something. All of a sudden, the commercial came on. Then before I know it, they were advertising like cologne, I think. But before I knew it, they were pulling pants down, taking this off and that off. So it's up to us to guard our minds. It's up to us to be strong in the Lord. It's up to us as individuals to have that Christ-like mind. So we have to be aware and alert of the things that we perceive and not to just continue watching it. It's just like they talk, you know, in the scripture talks about lust, like even just the thought of it, it penetrates your mind and your thoughts. So even if you don't commit the actual act, it's just a thought of it. Some people don't know how to turn away. You know, they'll continue to look at it, and then it does penetrate their soul and take control of their mind. Thank you so much.
Exactly. Thank you. Exactly. We are responsible for what we allow to influence us. We do have that control, and we need to be aware of and understand that we are being influenced, that the enemy comes to attempt to influence. I want to give this scripture. I did not give the scripture out earlier. Galatians 5, 7, and 9, it says, you were running the race well. This is out of the Amplified. It says, you were running the race well. Who has interfered and prevented you from obeying the truth? This
right.
deceptive persuasion is not from him who called you to freedom in Christ. A little leaven and a slight inclination to error or a few false teachers leavens the whole batch. It perverts the concept of faith and misleads the church. I said, oh, my God, this is so powerful. This is what the spirit of influence, evil influence. Now, there's a good influence, you know, having the influence of Christ, having his influence, and influencing people with the love of Christ and influencing people with the truth. So there is a powerful, positive influence that we must be aware of and walk in and be and adapt in our life more so in this time of day that we're living in, because there's a strong spirit of influence, and it has become stronger because we're living in the very last of the last of the last days. We're in the last hour of the coming of the Lord. So the spirit of influence has become stronger, and we just have to be aware of what is influencing us. We have to draw the line to say, well, I'm not going to allow this to influence me. I'm not going to allow perversion or discord or confusion or strife or deception. I'm not going to allow a false doctrine. I'm not going to allow this spirit to influence me, change my perception, change how I see, change how I understand. I'm not going to allow it to influence me. And once we understand the power behind evil influence, outside influence, then I believe we can better conquer and walk in more victory in this area. We have 42 more minutes on the air, and I'm just trying to give some others just to make a comment or just give us a few words before I kind of finish off with what I wanted to bring forth. Anyone else at this time? Anyone else?
Yes.
Stand
yes.
up.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. This is 9323.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah. I just want to say about how you were talking about how do we leave doors open for spirits to come in. And one of the things is, you know, as you mentioned, was through unforgiveness, but also through rebellion, doubt, unbelief, and disobedience. Because as a body of believers, if we stand on the principles of God, His Word, pull down every wicked imagination that would exalt itself over the knowledge of God, we are closed those open doors, those throughways that the enemy have opened in our life. So, you know, if we know what the Word of God says, we have to stand firm on the Word of God. And the other thing I wanted to address is ungodly company disrupting good morals. The Word of God says, come out from among them. And we cannot hang out with our old cut buddies and they unsaved, and we're trying to live for God. Because as you said, if we're not standing strong in the Lord and in the power of His might, then our might ain't strong enough. We got to stand on the Word of God. We got to come out from among them and be separated, because they not validate our work if we doing the same thing they doing.
There's something you just said, Prophet, that our mind is not strong enough. Wow, yeah, that's powerful right there. Yes, and we have to come out from among them. And be separate. We cannot dwell among ungodly influence, because if we dwell around ungodly influence, it's like light mixing yet in darkness, and that weakens us you know, that weakens a Christian, that weakens a child of God. So we cannot.
Exactly.
Yeah. So that's good. Okay, I do have a man of God, Prophet Bowles, wanted to respond to the last caller. Go ahead, Prophet. I do have everyone on the line. Go ahead. You're welcome.
Grace and peace. Grace and peace. Thank you for allowing me to come in on this call. I actually am just kind of getting in on the tail end. But I want to... I want to kind of challenge something, though, if that's okay. And this is not a challenge to get anybody upset. I have the preferences. I heard my sister say that we have to come out from amongst them and be separated and things of that sort. We've heard those scriptures throughout the years. And I like what she said when she said we have to come out from our cut buddies and things that we've dealt with. And I wish the church, when the church told us to come out from amongst them and be separated and don't sit in the seat of the scornful or stand in the way of the sinners according to the scripture, they didn't tell us that we would have to separate from those, from church people too. And yeah, they didn't tell us we had to separate from religious people.
Amen.
Because we were grounded in a lot of religious thoughts. And it meant when they said, because I have this, I talk about this amongst other friends and peers, and I said, you know, when the church told us to come, because that is a famous scripture that they used, especially back in the 80s and the 70s, come out from amongst them and be separated, said the Lord. But then you have to ask, who was he addressing? And at what setting, what was he really telling us to do? Because when you take and look, when you look at the life of Jesus, only hung out with the sinner man. How do we explain that? How do we explain him hanging out with who they called, what the scripture said, they said, you're the Son of God, but you hanging out with the sinners. But when he looked, when you turn around and respond, he said, listen, it's the sick that needs the physician. Why would I need to hang with you if you say you're already healed? And so it has caused us, we go from one extreme to the next. It caused us to make, because I know for me, if you didn't believe, this was when I was younger in my teenage years, growing up in the church, and I'm glad that I started unwinding out of some of this, a lot of that old teaching, which taught us a level of discipline. I'm not killing it, but it does teach you a level of discipline. But they didn't tell us that we could really remain and win and be amongst them and win them over and not change and be like them. We don't have to be chameleon. And so you can hold on to your sanctity and your sanctification, because sanctification simply means set aside, not from people, but for the master's use. And so I have to challenge a lot of the belief system, because you look at Jesus, how do we explain Jesus hanging out with the crazy people?
Okay.
How do we?
Okay.
But it is the power of. So we should have the power in us called the power of influence. One, and a lot of times we don't influence. We're not the influencer. We're influenced because maybe could it be? I'm just asking. Could it be that we really are not rooted and grounded in what we know? And could it be that we feel like, because I know it's an old teaching. I've come up in the apostolic denomination, not grace, not the apostolic grace that we see today. So they taught us a lot of things that taught us discipline, but was it necessarily taken the right way? I remember not, if you didn't believe like me, I didn't hang with you. I didn't even really talk to you.
Right.
Because you didn't believe what I believed. And so that caused us to be religious, sanctimonious. And a lot of the stuff that we were taught were culture, was from a different culture anyway. So my question is, again, how do we explain Jesus hanging with the sinner man? And could it be that we're speaking the five words in the name of Jesus? Because we think by saying in the name of Jesus that changes something. It doesn't, because anybody could say that. Anybody could say in the name of Jesus. So when you say, am I in the name of Jesus, or am I walking in the name of Jesus, or when I actually say it, it is really talking about coming, it's speaking from his power, from the power of his name. And that's really how we get results, not just by saying in the name of Jesus. Can you walk in the power of his name? Because it's really about the dunamis. And I just wanted to challenge that, because I thought that way. I just, when I said challenge it, just to give us another perspective, because if we don't hang amongst the sick, and we're physicians, isn't it the sick that needs a physician?
Amen.
Excuse me.
Jesus, you're hanging out with that tax collector. How do you go home with him? He's a tax collector. He's robbing us. How do you hang with him? Zacchaeus.
Hello? Can I make a comment?
Amen.
Oh, good evening.
So
may I make a comment?
Sure. So, Apostle, it is just something. So, it is just something. It is not to create anything. It is just to make us see another view. How do we approach that?
Yes. Okay.
Thank you, Apostle.
I understand. Yes, thank you so much for your view. I love hearing you challenge our thought process. I heard someone else in the background. Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Good evening. I apologize for cutting Apostle off. Greetings to you and your listeners. I just wanted to make I was listening to what the man was saying. I was raised in the church. I'm talking about go back to church 2-3 times on Sunday. The whole thing, okay? The first thing I wanted to say was in response to him. He said just another way to look at it from a different perspective. This is a whole different time, the way things are going now. He's saying Jesus hung out with the sinners and everything, and I understand that. But, okay, those people that are in gangs, they're sick. They need a lot of help. Okay, in the state of Georgia, I heard some lady moved there, let the kids come from Tennessee, and one of the fellas was in the gang, and the people kicked in the door and went in there and killed a 15-year-old boy and an 11-year-old girl. Looking for that fella, and he wasn't there. The lady opened up her home, like it says in the Bible, opened her home up to them, and those children were killed. Okay, so that's my thought on that. About just but now, the outside influence that the program was initially about. My son was murdered by the police.
Let's stay on that path right there. I want us to stay on the path of what the subject is about. Yeah.
Okay. My son was murdered by the police. It'll be 2 years on Wednesday in New Jersey in a county jail. My son was bipolar, okay? He died of blunt force trauma to the head and neck, cervical fracture, and spinal cord injuries. So now it'll be 2 years again on November the 2nd. And nobody was indicted or anything. And they said that what he sustained was the result. It would equate to a horrific car accident. So now my question is, these outside influences that never entered my mind, now all of a sudden, I'm like, these people are getting away with it. They're going to get away with murdering my son. And I've seen the Trayvon Martins and the other people down in Missouri and all of them, I feel like if I let these people get away with just killing my son, then I'm wrong. I feel like I've done nothing. I've just sat back like other parents, and their black son was murdered.
Excuse me, sir. What is your? Can I just pray with you right now, this very moment? Can I just pray with you right now?
I just wanted to say this: the outside influence that you're talking about, that just come from outside. that you have no idea the outside influences that I have on my mind and what I deal with every day now.
Yes,
I don't sleep at night.
Let us pray for you. Let us pray for you. I would like to pray for you if you will allow me, or if you would let me pray for you, because
Yes, ma'am.
I am so sorry at what happened concerning your son. Excuse me. Let me pray for you. I hear the hurt.
Is Reverend Carpenter there?
I want to pray for you.
Yes, ma'am. I had a question. Is Reverend Stacy Carpenter on the program too?
No.
Do you know her?
No.
Okay, go ahead.
Let me pray for you because I want to keep my program where I have it. I don't want it to veer off to something else that the topic is not about. But, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for this man of God that your healing anointing will flow from heaven, will saturate his mind. Let your presence, Father, let your spirit, let your anointing influence his mind and influence his heart. Let your healing anointing, let your healing power influence his heart, influence his perception, influence his understanding. In the name of Jesus, Father, remove every pain, remove every hurt, disappointment.
Yes.
Father, in the name of Jesus, bring him to a place, God, of peace in you, and help him, Father, to find it in his heart to release a spirit of unforgiveness, that he will be healed, that he can be healed, and that he can go on in you. Father, we are so sorry what happened to his son. And Father, we know that you are the advocate. And Father, we know what the enemy meant for evil, you will turn it around for our good. Father, we pray right now that you would apply your healing salve, influence this young man with your peace, influence his mind with your grace and your peace and your love and your strength, influence his heart, influence him, Father, embrace him. Embrace him, Father, that he will walk in a place of healing and strengthen you. In Jesus' name, amen. We thank you for responding.
Amen.
We will continue to pray for you. Thank you for responding. God bless you. Anyone else have a comment? And we have 27 more minutes on the air. Anyone else have a comment before I finish? I'm going to finish what I want to finish out. Anyone else? Praise God. Let me finish. I'm going to finish this out on tonight. We're talking about ungodly influence. We're talking about outside influences. We're talking about evil influence that happens, that comes from the outside and affects us on the inside. I want to finish up. We have 26 more minutes. It says, anytime we willingly create empty spaces in our soul by choosing to do something opposite of God's truth and will, we are leaving wide open doors for demonic influence to enter in. So when we leave open portals, if you will, I like to use the word portal, in our soul, open doors within our soul. When we leave those open doors, when we choose and when we create something, when we create an empty space in our soul by choosing something opposite. So when we make a choice to do something opposite outside of God, when we choose to go a different way, when we choose to go to the left, when God is saying go to the right, when we choose to do that, we leave an open space within our soul. That's a space of disobedience. When we leave that place open, we leave it open for demonic influence to enter. Our minds are the battlefield between us, God, and the devil. This is what we want to keep our mind, because outside evil influence will affect the battleground of our mind, because that is the battleground of our mind. So our minds are the battlefield between us, God, and the devil. Control the mind of a person, and you control that person. This is what the spirit of influence does. It controls the mind of a person. That is the opening. That is the battlefield for the enemy. When we leave empty spaces, when we think about the wrong thing, when we're pondering on the wrong thing, when we're thinking about things that are not of God, when we're thinking about maybe doing something wrong, or when we're thinking about going places that we shouldn't go, we're leaving those open places in our mind and in our soul for demonic influence to come in. So, and they will come in and control the mind of a person and control how that person's behavior. This is why demons always attack our minds, which includes our thought and thinking process. The devil's most powerful weapon. Now, let me tell you what the devil's most powerful weapon is. And we do it every day. Sometimes we're not conscious of what we do. The devil's most powerful weapon is words. The devil's most powerful weapon are his words. Words. He uses words to fight us with. You're not any good. You're not going to make it. You know God is not going to show up. You know you're not, you can't do it. You know you know your mama said you weren't going to never be anything. You know your daddy said you weren't going to never be anything. You know you're not smart enough. You know you don't speak well. You know you're not this. You know you're not educated enough. You know you don't have the ability. You know you're about nothing. You know you just lost. The enemy will use the power of words. Words have power, and they carry influence. Words carry influence. They can either carry evil influence, or they can either carry good influence. This is why we must be aware and be careful of our words. And we give the enemy power when we come into agreement with his words. This is something that the children of God must get. This is what we must get. If we don't get anything else packed down, if we don't get anything else together, we must be more attentive to the words that we speak. Many of times we're in the situation that we're in because we allow demonic words of influence. We allow the influence of the enemy to speak to us, and we come into agreement with him by opening our mouth, agreeing with it. You're not gonna make it. You're gonna fall out. I guess so. We come into agreement with his words. We have to stop that. You just have to tell yourself, stop that. Many are operating under the influence of the devil's words. I'm talking about now the world. We know that the world is definitely operating under the demonic power of influence. That's why we have killing. We have murdering going on. We have all of this craziness is going on in the world. You're looking at demonic influence, the children being killed in the schools, and rape and incest and perversion and molestation and all of what we see, all of the evil, all of our black men being killed, all of the, women, and look, all of this children being kidnapped. We see thieves of young men and breaking in cars and hurting elderly ladies, and still we're looking at demonic influence. That's what we're looking at, demonic influence. So we have to understand what is operating. This is demonic influence from the outside. But we don't want demonic influence from the outside to affect us on the inside. Affect us how? Affect our mind, affect our soul, affect who we are on the inside. So we don't want to be, we don't want to operate under demonic influence by his words. How you keep agreeing, when you keep agreeing with what the enemy says, with his influential demonic words, negative words, you give his words power over your life. You give his words power over your life. It's something that Prophet Battle said, one word he said that I caught on. I caught on, I listened to Prophet Battle because he comes with a controversial penetrating thoughts that make your mind think. I like it when a person make my mind think, stir up that dead place in my mind. So I listened to him and I understood what he was saying. He used the word influencers. We are influencers. We have the power of influence. But how we use the influence is a different question. We as the children of God, power-packed, born-again children of God, we should be influencers. Influencers are people who have a grasp of something under the surface, something hidden. It could be good or it could be bad, which becomes the driving force of change in the world. So we, as influencers, we should be kingdom, apostolic, and prophetic influencers. My goodness. Influence is power, awesome power. It can be used either in a negative way or a positive way. With some influencers, they destroy, others save. Now, we can look in our world and see those that are influencers who are being used by evil influencers, our police department. You know, some of our police, not all of them, but some of our police, you know, young men killing, they're being influenced by evil. They're being influenced by the spirit of murder. They're being influenced by the spirit of confusion, the spirit of strife, influence. The spirit of strife is in our candidacy. We can see that in our presidential candidates. We can see the spirit of strife. We can see the spirit of confusion. We can see the spirit of deception. That whole thing is being influenced by those different demonic forces. And the individuals are allowing the spirits of influence to influence them, to use them. But we as children of God, we want to be influenced by his power. We want to be influenced by his anointing. We want to be influenced by the power of God's word. We want to be influenced by the power of Jesus. Prophet Battle said this, and I wrote this question down. Can you walk in the power of Jesus? And that's something to meditate on all day tonight, all day tomorrow. Can you walk in the power of Jesus? Can you walk in the power of the influence of Jesus? Can you walk in the influential power of Jesus? Woo! That's good. Can you walk in the influential power of Jesus? Woo, that's something to think about. We are influencers. Let's be kingdom, apostolic, and prophetic influencers to influence our atmosphere. Watch this. To influence our atmosphere. And when we learn how to control or influence our atmosphere, then we can influence stratospheres and climates. Woo, that's powerful. That's powerful. That is powerful. We can, when we learn how to influence our own atmosphere first, when we control, when we conquer, when we get to the place where we have conquered influence in our own atmosphere, our own situation, our own surround, when we can influence with the power of God, with the power of our word, we are so power-packed, and we don't use it because we rather choose accepting what the devil influences us with and throw at us instead of walking in the power. What happened today with me with my car? Yes, it nerved me. It agitated me that this man got upset I mean, he was upset because I didn't have enough money to pay him, and then he wanted to turn around and want to charge me to put my tires and my brake back on the car. I said, let me call my lawyer. I was talking about Jesus. And I began to bond. He was upset. He started throwing my stuff, my brakes back in the car. And I'm like, in the name, I said, I bind this spirit in the name of Jesus. I said, it calm. I didn't scream it out. I didn't yell it out. I said, I bind this spirit in the name of Jesus. I said it out enough where he can hear. He heard what I said. I took control of the atmosphere that's in that man's life. And he stopped throwing my stuff, and he shut. He never said another word, and he put my tires and things back on. We have to take authority of our own atmosphere, and when we do, we can influence stratosphere. Don't talk about influencing stratosphere, taking dominion and kingdom and walking in stratospheres and changing climates when we can't change our own climate. When we have no authority over our own climate of our homes, we don't have our own, we don't influence our own climate. We have no influence, or we can't change it. We have the authority, we just don't use it. We just don't walk in it. We have it, but we don't operate in it. We don't use it. We can change the course of this world as God's people. I believe that with every fiber of my being. We can actually, as God's people, we can change the stratosphere and the climate of this world if we will stand together in unison and on one accord. We have that kind of spiritual power. You know why? Because we're not fighting in a natural realm. We're fighting in a spiritual realm, and we have spiritual authority over it, but we don't walk in it. So we have to become influencers, kingdom apostolic, prophetic influences, where we take authority and influence our situation and our atmosphere, our home, by speaking, open our mouth and using those words of influence. Words have influence. Look at Satan in the garden. You don't believe me? Look at Satan in the garden when the serpent came in the garden. And when he went to Eve, he influenced her with words. He influenced her with words, and he changed her perception. He changed her thought process. He influenced her until he changed her heart, till he got her to eat the fruit from the tree. People say it's an apple. It ain't no apple. The word didn't say what type of fruit it was, but it was a fruit. He influenced Eve with words until he changed her thought, how she thought. He changed her perception, how she saw and understood. He changed her to the point he soiled her heart until he caused her to take off of the tree, with the forbidden tree, which she was forbidden to touch. He changed her with words of influence, which has power. Wow. And that same spirit rules in the land today. Outside influence, evil influence, controlling the inside of the house. We have to reverse that so we can no longer be controlled by outside evil influence. We have 11 more minutes on the air. We have 11 more minutes on the air. 11 more minutes. Do anyone... we have any last words? Just 10 more minutes. It has to be just a few little words. Anyone has anything they would like to just add before we go off the air? We have 10 more minutes. Praise God. I have opened the air back up. We have 10 more minutes. Anyone would just like to have any last words to share before we go off the air? Praise God. Praise God. Praise God.
Praise God.
Praise God. Anyone? Okay. I thought, am I hearing someone?
Yeah, Pastor, I just wanted to say I agree with what Apostle Battles was saying about Jesus walking with the unbelievers and the sinners. you know, we do have to do that. And the point that I was trying to make is that when you can go into a place or go into an atmosphere and your light is not able to shine to change the atmosphere and change lives, that people would be transformed to the glory of God, then you need to come out from among them. Because
yeah,
instead of you changing them, they are changing you. You know, Jesus did. Jesus transformed every life that he come in contact with. And that's why the woman at the well was evangelized so greatly, because he transformed her whole life right there at the well.
Yeah, and that's by his presence.
Exactly. And that's what we should do. You know, so I thank God, you know, for the man of God and what he have inputted tonight.
Yes, that is awesome right there. Our lives should be such a light. The light should shine from our lives in such a bright way until our presence, because I believe that's what happened in the day of Jesus. His presence transformed lives. Peter's shadow transformed lives. So, yes, our presence, our position, our conduct, our character, our integrity should be such until when we are walking among people, walking among the ungodly, you know, walking with the sinners, as Prophet Battles was mentioning, dwelling among them. His presence was such until it changed the atmosphere of their environment. We are influencers, and we should be able to change the atmosphere of the environment. We should walk in God's soul, be so in God's word, in so much power. The question that I have to go back to, the question I jotted down, can you walk in the power of Jesus? Can you walk in that influential power of Jesus? I want to fix it that way. Can you walk in that influential power of Jesus to where you walk among the ungodly in such a way that it changes the atmosphere? See, that's very powerful. Even your presence can change the atmosphere, or it can change the thought process of a person. And
exactly.
That's where I believe, and that's right. So if you, and I see what you're saying and understand what Prophet Battles is saying, because if we're not in a position as a child of God, if we're not in that place of stability and soundness and righteousness, we're not really standing in that word, living a holy, righteous life, and prayed up, fasted up, word up, if our life is weak, and we're weak, and we're amongst the ungodly. Jesus wasn't weak, you know. So that's another challenge there. Jesus wasn't weak. He knew who he was. He stood on the word. He was about his Father's business. So he knew his purpose. See, that's another thing. We got to know our purpose. We got to know why we're around the ungodly. We're not around the ungodly for them to win us, but we're around the ungodly for us to win them. That's what Jesus' purpose. He was around them to win them. He was in their presence for a reason. My goodness, that's a whole other broadcast. He was in their presence for a reason. He wasn't hanging out. Jesus wasn't hanging out with the ungodly just to be hanging out with them so, you know, they can empower his atmosphere or influence his atmosphere, but it was the opposite. He was there to influence their atmosphere, to influence their mind, to influence their way of living, to influence their way of thinking, because he was Jesus the Christ. He was Jesus the Savior, you know, our Lord, our Deliverer, our Healer. So that's powerful. That's powerful right there. So we have to become, I'm going to go this far to say this, we have to become the influencer. We have to become influence. So when we're around the ungodly, we're showing the love of God. We're showing the compassion of God. He influenced them with his love. He influenced them with his compassion. And so when we become or learn how, I'm going to use the word learn how to walk in the power of that influence of Jesus, then our love will influence. The love of Christ is in us. It's not our love, because we really don't know how to love each other. we just have to be real with ourselves. I really don't know how to love you like Christ loved you. So I have to allow God's love to dwell in me, to dwell richly in me so I can love you through him. I have to love you through him. So if I allow the love of Christ to love you, that love influences. Because hate can influence. Why can't love influence? So
right.
When we allow the love of God to influence others, when we allow the compassion of God to influence others, I tell you, this here can go so deep, so far. But we want to become influencers of good and not of evil. We want to influence people to change how they think. We want to influence people to change how they walk. We want to influence people's thought process, how they think, how they see Jesus. We want to influence them. We want to change their thought process. We want to change their perception. So we have to walk in that power of that influence, that influential power of Jesus, so we can influence others and impact their lives, because we have enough of outside evil influence now. So now we must become the kingdom apostolic prophetic influencers to influence others' atmosphere. But let's first conquer our atmosphere. Let's influence our own atmosphere. Speak peace to it.
Amen.
Cast out confusion. Take authority over, just like I took authority over that spirit that was using that man to come against me out of nowhere. He's upset. Because I didn't have enough. So I said, I bind this spirit in the name of Jesus. And he stopped talking. He didn't say another word. When we learn to take authority over our atmosphere, then we can walk in that place of taking authority and influential power over stratospheres and climate. That's when you're walking in dominion.
That's right.
That's when
you did it in such a way that you can be a light in the midst of the darkness. See, you did not kill your witness with that man. You can go back because you walked in the power and you walked in the integrity of God. You can go back and be a witness to him. But when we leave such a way where God don't get no glory out of the situation, that's not God. There's a scripture I love in 1 John. It says that if we say that we know him, talking about Jesus, we should walk even as he walked.
Yes, 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 yes. And we need to walk even as he walked. And that's how that's going to work. We have to walk as even he walked. And that's walking in the power of that's that influential power of Jesus. We want to walk and have
love and be walked in authority.
Yes, in authority. Praise God. I tell you, we thank God we have 2 more minutes on the air. And I thank God for each and every one that has come on tonight to listen in and to thank God for thank each and every one of you for your input. And we pray for the young man that was on earlier. You can hear that I don't know his name. I didn't ask him his name, but just put that young man, that gentleman that came in, put him up before the Lord tonight and just ask God to heal the hurt. He's lost his son in a very brutal way, and we know that doesn't feel good. That's a painful thing. So you can hear the anger and you can still hear the hurt that's in him. So we want to have that compassion, pray for him with that compassion that God completely heals him and bring him to a place where he can, go on it with his life and let the anger and the unforgiveness go so he can live, So just pray for him tonight. Put him up before the Lord, because that's not an easy place for him to be in. So, Father, we thank you for this radio broadcast. Thank you for each and every one that has called in tonight to listen in. Thank you for all the inputs. Father, I ask that you bless each and every one on this week, meet all their needs, take them through safely. We bind up backlash and retaliation and sabotage in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we just give you praise and we give you glory and we admonish you and we pray that you will help us to walk into that influential power of Jesus and that we will be impacted with such a kingdom dominion power to influence others' atmospheres and stratospheres and influence the lives of your people, that those that don't have Jesus, they will know who you are. And we will give you the praise and we give you the glory in Jesus' name. We give you praise, God, and we bless you on tonight. I'm going to say shalom. Thank you.